Meanwhile, what is going on in the security cluster of ministers? The president has said to us publicly on Friday night and other occasions that this was an attempted insurrection. Then the defense minister, Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula, says it's not. Then she did a U-turn and said, oh, it is. And then the intelligence minister, Yanda Dlodlo, said that reports were given to the police before this all happened. Then the police minister, Becky Cele, says, no, they weren't. We didn't get them. And then the intelligence minister said, she's so baffled by this, she doesn't understand why. And then the minister in the presidency says, it's not time to throw mud and there's no place for opinions. So who is in charge and what is going on? Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, joining us now. Tidi, thank you for your time. What is going on in the security cluster?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I think it'll all be funny if the issue of national security was not a part of the equation. In a very quick summary, I think I put it down to three issues. Through speaking to people inside the cluster and outside of the cluster, is you've got squabbles where you've got the blame game that you spoke about, whether or not the product, which is the intel, was handed to the client or not, being the police, and whether or not it actually went to the police minister, who says he's meant to sign off for it, or it actually went to operations, because Ayanna Gruggle's argument is that she deals with structures and not people. And then you've got this argument around seniority. Now, in the ANC, you've got these people who went to exile during the struggle and those who didn't. And so people went to exile, and the tension that's always kind of brewed. So people went to exile, particularly in an issue like this where it's about security and what went wrong, see themselves as senior. So you're hearing a lot of people internally saying that they don't want to be told by people they consider to be civilians of what's going on. They feel they understand better. So you've got the exiles versus the exiles, and people saying people like Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula and Ayanda Dlodlo are soldiers, and they understand such situations better than somebody like their commander-in-chief, who's the president. And then you've got the ANC's 2022 conference, the elective conference, and people are eyeing positions and bartering around those. And in some instances, I'm emboldened by belief that they'll emerge as leaders come next year. And that has led to some level of defiance and undermining of Ramaphosa in his cabinet.
I found this argument really fascinating about the fact that Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula and Ayanda Dlodlo are actually trained soldiers, that they have got like combat experience, and that's why they should know better. It's also being reported that the president is really angry, that he has been upset by this, that he's called his ministers to order. I'm hearing lots of murmurings about a reshuffle, but do you think that that is a reality at this stage?
You know, Mandy, reshuffle conversations have been happening for a really long time. I'm sure Ramaphosa needed to replace ministers. That question has always happened, but I've always argued that it couldn't happen previously, because he also used it in the political arena in the ANC. He's always used it to be able to get his way and to solidify his base, hence the dominance that he has in the ANC now. But I think he's in a corner, and he's in a point where in the room, the ministers were openly defying him. The ministers have been told to apologize and refuse. It's a battle to get them to do basic things, to agree with them in the public domain. So I think he's forced to do something. And part of the issue, from what I understand, is that he's number two. The second in command is in Russia. The deputy president is not around. So I think that's part of the delay. And I think as soon as he comes back, the president is in a corner and feels that something needs to happen. His allies are saying, get rid of Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula, get rid of Ayanda Dlodlo. Ayanda Dlodlo is somebody who's kind of had her back up against the wall for a long time. People have said she's been fighting to remain in the security ministry, but the Ramaphosa would rather have somebody he trusts more, someone like Zuma Mchumi there, that he can trust to handle the country's security in his interest.
Tidi, thank you very much. Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist. Can you imagine if we have to wait for David Mabuza to come back from Russia before a reshuffle? I mean, who knows when he's going to come back? And who knows if he really is there? Apparently, he's getting medical treatment. When there is an attempted insurrection in South Africa, you actually can't make this stuff up.